The habit of inner sight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, and I'm bringing you the Absolute Philosopher with the habit of inner sight. What is the habit of inner sight? Do we all have inner sight? Do we all have the ability to look within ourselves and find peace and happiness, gentleness and harmony? Do we have the ability to look within ourselves and find that this is a good and wonderful world we live in? Do we have the ability to look within ourselves and see with our inner sight, see the truth about everything? The love about everything, the blessing about everything in our life? And the answer is yes, we do. But do we take the time to look, listen, stop, look, and listen? That's a good phrase. To stop, look, and listen to the inner light. The inner light is more than a candle. I have a candle glowing on the table next to me here, and it's quite beautiful. It has a lovely, gentle flame. There's no breeze in the room except my own mouth for putting out all this air. But everything, and the candle burns in a steady, perfect glow, almost artificial, but it's just beautiful. And its own inner light. Now, think of that just for an instant. The candle was sitting on my table here, and this morning when I got up to do my morning talks and my morning sharing, I looked at the candle and I said, oh. And so I took the lighter and I lit its inner light. I lit the wick of the candle so that it could glow. Now, within the candle always was that inner light. But something had to cause that inner light to be visible to the outer universe and to itself. Now, what was it that caused the candle to be visible to its inner light and its outer self? Was it the match that I struck, or the strike holders, the lighter? Was it something mechanical that I lighted the lighter to make it come illumined? Or was it always there? Why didn't I see it? Why did I have to use a match to bring it out? Why did I have to do something like that? Why is it that we have to illumine our own candle? What is it that makes our candle be revealed? Well, when we have the habit, or we develop the habit of inner sight, of awareness of the inner sight, then we begin to see it. Now, we all can close our eyes, and when we have our eyes closed, we can see things that we can see when our eyes are open. And yet we can still see it with our eyes closed. You say, well, not very well. Not very well. When I have my eyes closed, I may see a fuzzy light. I may see a sort of a shadowy light, but I don't see everything as clear as when I open my eyes. Well, perhaps the match is the opportunity or the situation of opening our eyes, of illumining the candle to open its eyes to itself, to its own inner light. Perhaps when we open our eyes to our inner light, we will see just as brightly as the candle sees, maybe even more so. But think about it. How our eyes are perhaps the match. Our eyes are perhaps the lighter that we use to illumine our inner candle, our inner light, to reveal it to the world. Now, if we go around with our eyes open, we will see a lot of things. Well, if we went around with our eyes closed, could we also see a lot of things? Some people do not have the blessing of sight, and they're blind, and they have to live from an inner vision. They have to live from an inner light. And is life over for them because they cannot see? No. But life becomes much more beautiful when we can see. Can a person who is blind once again see? Yes, if they choose to. For some reason or other, they haven't chosen to strike the candle, strike the match, to press the lighter, to illumine their inner self. Why haven't they chosen to do this? Because they're like us, where our light dims with age, because we stop using our inner light. We stop the habit of seeing with our inner light. When we see with our inner light, what we are doing is, in a manner, we are polishing our diamond. And we are polishing our diamond and polishing our diamond until all of a sudden that fire, that magic that dwells within us, that eternal life principle that's within us begins to come out. And that eternal life principle, which we are, begins to shine forth. And as that eternal life principle shines forth, we can see more beautifully, more completely, more magically than anything in the world. We take, for instance, a poet. A poet looks for words, but do they really look for words? A poet is someone who is tuned in to their inner light. A poet is someone who has tuned in to their inner self. A poet is someone who is tuned in to being that which they are. Now, as they tune into being that which they are, then it begins to come outwardly. Have you ever heard any of these young people who were rappers? And they're saying, I'd like to think of all that, and they have words. They have words that rhyme. Oh, sometimes they're not so pleasant, but most of the time it is a magical thing that these rappers do. They can just go on and on and on and on and saying things. Where does their mind pick up these things? When do they stop and think about what they're going to say? Well, they've already stopped and thought about what they're going to say, and then they started saying it. What they're doing is they're letting that inner light shine, whatever their inner light is, and let it shine and reveal all of the things that are on their mind. And if you ever listen to them, you will hear a story that is unbelievable. They are telling of the adventures of their mind. They are telling how they're opening this doorway in their mind, this library door, this book in their mind, or that book in their mind, or that this illumination in their mind, or how they're lighting a million candles in their mind. And these candles are all shining forth with different ideas that they wrap out. And they sing it out, and they reveal it, and they let it go, and they let it go, and they let it go. Well, now, some of the things are not as pleasant as we would like them to be, but that's what the mind is of this individual. The mind of this individual has pleasant things and unpleasant things. Now, the individual is not going out being ugly and being crude. They're just being themselves. They're just shining forth with that inner light of who they are. Now, the poet is much the same way. The poet begins, the poet didn't study all the languages and all the words and all the things, but the poet uses words that nobody ever thought of using that way. The poet uses words in their magical context because the poet knows that he knows these beautiful things. And you take great authors. They're not great readers. Jane Austen was one of the wonderful authors of Europe. And as an author, she was just a girl living in her own area. And she had a limited education. Oh, she had library books that she may have read. But her writing excelled anything that she ever read. And she became great and marvelous. Everyone else could have done the same thing, but they didn't let their inner light shine. They didn't make it a habit of using their inner sight. Oh, she didn't use her inner sight in all areas of her life to be a blessing to her, but she used it in the area of her authorship. And she did a beautiful job. Where did Michelangelo get the idea of such a marvelous David statue and all the others that he did? Where did Michelangelo get the idea for all of the paintings on the Sistine Chapel? Amazing man, but his inner sight, he had a habit of listening and looking at his inner sight. Oh, he read the Bible. He was a scholar of the Bible. He was very alert to what it said and how it said it, but he interpreted it. He interpreted it with the Sistine Chapel paintings in the most universal references to the Bible stories that have ever been done. If the people who print Bibles were to take the pictures from the Sistine Chapel and use them as references in the Bible itself, they would have created the most glorious Bible that could ever be, because the pictures are so descriptive of what the Bible was telling in those various areas, in those various parts, and that Michelangelo chose to put on the ceiling. He had the habit of his inner sight always taking over, always being in charge. Many others have done that too. Many others, perhaps not quite so famous or quite so universally acceptable, but they too. Michelangelo listened as he heard his inner light and let it shine forth throughout all the day and night with everything he did, with every bit that he ever painted, that he ever wrote, he wrote too, and that he sculpted. He did wonderful, beautiful things, but he had a habit of listening to his inner light. He had a habit of seeing the inner light. He had a habit of going by the inner light in everything he did. You and I, we have the privilege of listening to our inner light. But we have to open our eyes to the inner light. We have to open our heart to the inner light. We have to open our being to the inner light and allow the inner light to be expressive, to be demonstrative, to be shining forth through us under all circumstances. The habit of inner light is something so precious. The habit of inner light is something so revealing and so magnificent. But it is something so precious, because how many of us really let our inner light shine? It's always there. We can never get away from that inner light. We can never ignore it, even though sometimes we don't pay attention to it. You say, well, what's the difference between ignoring it and not paying attention to it? Well, to ignore it means that we know it's there, but we don't use it. To not pay attention to it means that we're not recognizing that it's there. We know it's there. We know our inner light is always shining bright, ready for us to do whatever we choose to do, illuminating our mind, illuminating our skill as a sculptor, as a painter, as a writer, as a singer, as a speaker, whatever area we may be. And that inner light, when we let it shine, we never have to worry about, is it right or is it not? If we spend all of our time wondering, whether what we do is correct or not, whether we're being honest, whether we're being true, whether we're being sincere. If we spend all that time, then we are not being honest, and we are not being true, and we are not being sincere. We need to let that inner light shine. And we let it shine by just being ourselves and having fun. And as you and I, as we be ourselves and have fun, then life is worth living. And life is worth all the exciting adventures that are to come our way. I make it a habit to let my inner light shine. I make it a habit to see everyone in my world letting their inner light shine. They're my creation. I see all my pets and all the animals of the world and all the creatures of the world and all the world upon worlds. And my light shines on each. And each is a glowing example of purity and goodness and happiness and all that is wonderful. And this is a great and a beautiful world. And I am here, and I am happy that I am here. Join with me in the habit of inner sight and see how much more wonderful, how much more exciting, how much more interesting life is as we listen to our inner light. I love you. I love you. I love you.